Imagine working 80-hour weeks at the pinnacle of your career, only to watch it crumble overnight. This was Patrick McGinnis's reality when his employer, AIG, collapsed during the 2008 financial crisis. Despite sacrificing everything, his stock plummeted 97%, and stress-induced illness left him with night sweats and blurred vision. In a desperate cab ride from the doctor, McGinnis made a bargain with God to change if he survived. The revelation transformed his approach. He began consulting part-time, leaving at 5 p.m., ignoring weekend emails, and prioritizing sleep. The result? He lost 25 pounds and achieved a 25-fold return on investments while working half the hours. His story poses a profound question. When you simply can't try any harder, how do you find a different path? This is the heart of Greg McKeown's effortless philosophy, achieving more by trying less. We often assume important things must be difficult, celebrating blood, sweat, and tears, while distrusting what comes easily. Yet our brains naturally resist difficulty and seek ease, an evolutionary trait essential for survival. The real problem isn't insufficient effort, but trying too hard in ways that backfire. McKeown learned this when he needlessly stayed up all night redesigning an approved presentation for a key client. Exhausted, he failed badly and lost the contract. Most of his failures stemmed not from lack of effort, but from overexertion. This insight applies to making essential work enjoyable. After a near-death experience in Sudan, activist Jane Toosin revolutionized charitable giving by making it fun rather than obligatory. Her comic relief's Red Nose Days have raised over $1 billion by turning giving into celebration. Many important tasks offer delayed rewards. Exercise improves health, reading builds knowledge, meditation creates calm. We can bridge this gap by adding immediate pleasure to essential activities. When faced with returning numerous voicemails, McKeown found a simple solution. Make the calls from his hot tub, transforming a dreaded task into an enjoyable one. We all carry stormtroopers, outdated goals, grudges, or mindsets that occupy our minds like unnecessary background applications on a computer, gradually slowing our mental processing and agility. Our complaint-driven culture thrives on outrage. The more we complain or absorb others' complaints, the more injustices we perceive. Conversely, gratitude shifts us from a lack state to a have state. When Anna faced a constantly complaining coworker, she chose to actively seek things to appreciate about her colleague. By consistently noting strengths and offering genuine compliments, their relationship transformed from toxic to friendly. Mental decluttering connects with physical recovery. Eye surgeon Jerry Swale lived by, "I can't do it all, but I have to," until a career-threatening hand rash forced him to reconsider. Yet his packed schedule prevented him from even seeking treatment. In our always-on culture, many have forgotten how to relax. Joe Madden, Los Angeles Angels manager, challenged conventional wisdom by implementing American Legion Week during August, having players skip practice, rest more, and only show up for games. His teams consistently outperformed during these periods, even winning a World Series. Sherlock Holmes captivates us because he notices what most of us miss. When Watson protests that his eyes are as good as Holmes's, the detective replies, "You see, but you do not observe." This distinction between seeing and truly noticing isn't magic, it's presence. NBA star Steph Curry demonstrates this principle through neurological drills that train his brain to process complex information under pressure. Despite his relatively modest physical stature, Curry's exceptional perceptual abilities allow him to see more of the game. Too often, we're physically present with others while mentally absent. Relationship experts John and Julie Gottman have identified three ways we respond to bids for connection from our partners. Turning toward acknowledges their comment directly. Turning against means disagreeing but staying engaged, and turning away means ignoring the bid completely. Surprisingly, their research shows both the first two responses, even the argumentative one, support healthy relationships. The third does the most damage by signaling we don't truly see each other. While no relationship is effortless, being fully present makes maintaining strong connections easier. Amazon's one-click ordering in 1998 revolutionized e-commerce by eliminating steps rather than simplifying them. When Apple's designer showed Steve Jobs their streamlined iDVD interface, he drew a rectangle and said, "Here's the new application. You drag your video into the window, then you click burn." The Agile Manifesto states, "Simplicity, the art of maximizing the amount of work not done, is essential." This principle applies beyond software. Every unnecessary step costs time, energy, and cognitive resources. For complex projects, don't ask, "How can I make this simpler?" Ask, "What if this could be incredibly simple?" This reframe often reveals that complex goals can be achieved in surprisingly few steps. As Andy Bentnote notes, geniuses succeed not by deconstructing intricate complexities, but by exploiting unrecognized simplicities. In 1911, explorers Robert Falcon Scott and Roald Amundsen raced to the South Pole using opposite strategies. Scott pushed his team hard on good days and rested on bad ones. Amundsen maintained exactly 15 miles daily, regardless of conditions. This consistency helped Amundsen's team reach the pole first and return safely, while Scott's team arrived 34 days late and perished returning. Sprinting too hard creates a destructive cycle. Exhaustion forces brakes, creating pressure to sprint again to catch up. This pattern leaves us drained, discouraged, and often no closer to our goals. Setting upper bounds on productivity, counterintuitively, leads to breakthrough results. One musician applied this while writing her book, committing to exactly 2 stories per week and stopping even when she could do more. She completed the book in 9 months. To maintain steady progress through life's disruptions, set clear bounds. Never less than X, never more than Y. The lower bound should be achievable on difficult days while maintaining momentum. The upper bound should represent solid progress without burnout. Research shows peak performers work in 3 60-90-minute sessions with breaks between. The fundamental rule, never exceed what you can fully recover from each day. We're sleeping 2 hours less than people did 50 years ago, with serious consequences. Those sleeping under 7 hours face major health risks and are nearly 8 times more likely to be overweight. Sleep deprivation is especially dangerous because we can't detect its buildup. After 10 days of sleeping under 6 hours, people performed like those who'd missed a full night's sleep, yet felt only mildly tired. What's your 15 miles? Finding it reveals that progress isn't about working harder, it's about working differently. The effortless way means channeling effort intelligently, not avoiding it. By embracing ease, presence, and sustainable rhythms, we can achieve what matters while reducing strain and struggle.